man. I'm thankful for this opportunity. I'm thankful to my pastor for allowing me to stand before you. I listened to the young adults. You don't have to worry. I'm here. You have a shoulder to lean on. If we ever needed a shoulder to lean on, we need it now. And then I listened to Imogene serving the Lord. It's going to pay off after a while. Your days may get dreary, but I got to keep on marching because I want to see my Savior. I'm thankful this morning. Thank you, Barbara Tucker, for reading scripture. I thank a lot of Barbara. That Barbara, you can do more than open doors and clean and make do for food. Let the Lord use you. And I want to thank you for that. I'm going to read in the book of Exodus, chapter 4, beginning with the first 5 verses. Exodus, 4th chapter, verse 1 through 5. And it reads, "And Moses answered and said, But behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice. For they will say, The Lord has not appeared unto me. And God said to Moses, What is that in thine hand? And he said, A rod, a stick, a walking cane. He said, Use that. And he told him, he said, Moses, take it and cast it down. And he cast it down. But Moses, like most, he was afraid and he started backing up, afraid of the serpent. But God said, Stretch your hand out, Moses, and pick it up by the tail, and it became a rod, a stick again. But the 5th verse said that they may believe the Lord, God of their fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has appeared unto you. Father God, we just thank you for this time. Father, just thank you for using me to tell the story. Father, I pray for your guidance. I pray for your understanding. I pray for your strength. Help me, Father, for I cannot do this alone. Just use me for thy service. For a few minutes, I want to try to encourage us to use what you have. To use what you have. But if I were to take a poll, I wonder how many of us are dealing with something that is too big for us to handle. Maybe there have been staff reductions on your job, right in your department. And the supervisor now expects you to do more work of two people without any consideration of overtime. Or maybe something happened this month that you did not plan for. And you sat down this week and you looked at your bills